Oh, you can't talk for long with people involved in school sports before somebody mentions Title IX. That law revolutionized American sports, forcing schools to spend as much on girls' sports as on boys. It's estimated now that more than 3 million girls play sports at the high school level alone. Yet even with all the changes, an advocacy group contends that some schools do not follow the law. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The National Women's Law Center filed complaints yesterday against 12 school districts, including New York City and Chicago, as well as districts in Georgia, South Dakota, California. According to data provided by the districts, there are double-digit gaps between the percentage of girls enrolled and the lower percentage of girls playing sports. Title IX says the numbers are supposed to be about the same. Nina Chaudhry is senior counsel for the National Women's Law Center.
These numbers are so stark and the gaps are so big that it shows that they have a lot of, you know, explaining to do.
The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights will investigate the complaints. When reached yesterday, some of the districts said they'll work to remedy the problems, but they didn't like that the center based its complaints on figures from 2006, the most recent available numbers. Sue Simons is with the Sioux Falls, South Dakota School District.
Those are old numbers, 4 years ago. We know for a fact that those numbers are not what they are today.
She says since 2006, the district has added two girls' sports, competitive dance and competitive cheerleading. And if an OCR investigation requires adding even more,
it would be very difficult based upon the funding of education, particularly in South Dakota.
It's a significant issue outside of South Dakota. How do you add sports programs in a down economy that's forcing many districts to cut teachers and education programs? Critics worry it'll mean cutting boys' sports to get numbers more even. National Women's Law Center co-president Marcia Greenberger says it doesn't have to happen if districts ask the following.
Have you looked to your parent body? Have you looked to the community? Have you looked to what kinds of volunteer services and help you might be able to engage?
Have you, in short, found your Dennis Albert?
My daughter started skating way back when she was 3 and a half, and then we've been into hockey for the last 10, 12 years.
Dennis Albert is from Presque Isle, Maine, up near the Canadian border. His daughter Hillary played hockey with the boys up until high school. She was very good, but too small to make the boys' team. There wasn't a girls' team. Dennis went to the school superintendent, who said a girls' team would cost $150,000. Dennis and his wife went to work, selling jewelry, collecting bottles, holding an auction supper. After 3 years,
we raised $23,000, so we're a big step away.
Probably too big to help Hillary, who's now a 17-year-old junior. But Dennis says he'll keep going. He says it hurt Hillary's self-esteem not to make the boys' team, and he doesn't want to see that with other local girls eager to compete in high school.
They should be able to play, and eventually they will play. We just got to row down that budget that he wants, hopefully, or hopefully they can realize that the girls want to play.
Presque Isle wasn't in one of yesterday's targeted districts, but in the minds of Title IX proponents, it's as good an example as anywhere that a law that's brought so much change still has a ways to go. Tom Goldman, NPR News.